this will be a useful tool for helping new silvers learn about what it means to facilitate a launch strategy. So when we actually get into the meat and potatoes of this call, I'm going to be putting on a hat, and I'm going to ask you to put on the same hat. I'm going to talk to you like you're a silver consultant about to launch something new. And it's always best to do it that way. That's to experience this information from that perspective, because that's how this information was actually designed. It was designed to coach you as a new silver on how to put the strategy hat on, how to think strategically. So there's a lot more information in this PowerPoint than there would have been if you found the launch strategy presentation in the Wellness Track new partner toolbox. This is actually the education for the silvers to learn how to think like a silver, how to think like someone who's actually now in the driver's seat about to drive somebody through their launch experience. Because you know the difference between being in the passenger seat and being in the driver's seat. The passenger gets to experience the ride, but the driver has to know where they're going. And so that's how we're going to think this process through, which will really help you understand the strategic thinking behind it in developing your plans, because you're each going to be assigned that role to go ahead and start going through your launch strategy, your calendar of events, as we then consolidate those calendars into some activities that will coincide both with webcasting and whatever activities that you're working with your personal coach in this endeavor. So, first of all, those of you who've been invited, welcome to the Platinum Partners webcast. This webcast has been put together, as will all webcasts be put together through the Wellness Network, for the purposes of meeting a demand, the demand being who it is that we're working with. And you all know, for the most part, we started this journey together through Terry's group, and there are a number of other people who are on this webcast who are listening in and taking advantage of what we're doing online, which is the theme behind the Wellness Network. We create our programming around very specific needs, but everybody's welcome to plug in anytime they like. And over the next few months, you're going to see the number of events increase online that you'll have the opportunity to participate in, especially as we start to go and look at those launch calendars and start to create the agendas online to meet the demands of those launch calendars, namely yours and those that I'm working with through the Wellness Network and Carol's group as well, and a number of other people through what we call the think tank. Anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Terry for a minute and we can get things rolling. So go ahead, Terry.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you doing this for us, and what Mike and I have been doing for the past few days, we've been calling down into the group and really looking for people, and there's several people are listening in tonight, and they're abreast of what's happening right here. We turn to Platinum Partners, for people who we're really going to focus on to run for Platinum in the next 6 months. Now, it's been broken down in basically two parts, as Mike's going to get into tonight. The first initial launch will be 90 days, where we'll help people go gold. And then that will spearhead to our next, the second part of the launch, to take everybody platinum. We got 12 people who are part of Platinum Partners as of right now. And through those 12, a lot of people listening in, y'all have been raised in what we did in Pathfinders. This is going to be very similar. There'll be a lot of people listening in, going to benefit from the activities and the actions they see, and also from what Mike's about to teach everybody. So Mike, you want me to just kind of go ahead and give everybody's name? Who's the
participant? Yes, please.
Okay. Well, the first person I want to introduce is basically, and he's a senior out of Austin, Texas, a new senior, the consultant, and that's Corey Dupree. He's with us. Corey, there.
Hello, everybody. Sir.
Hey there, Corey.
How's it going?
Terrific. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And the second person I want to introduce is probably the newest member to our team, that's Steve Stearns, who's a senior in all of our organization. Steve, you there?
Yes, I am.
Then we have Steve and Suzanne Pierce, who are out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're executives in the organization.
We're here.
Hello there.
We have Dakota Grant, who is a silver in our organization, out here in Austin. Dakota, you there?
Yes.
Hi, Dakota.
Hi.
There we go. Jeff and Jennifer Zemiska, who are out down here in Austin, Texas, who are silvers in our organization.
Good evening.
Excellent.
Good evening.
We have Debbie Bennett, who now resides here in Austin, Texas. She's a silver in our organization.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Debbie.
At the one, the only, my dad, Boyd Latham, a gold distributor out of here in Austin, Texas.
Howdy,
y'all. Hey, Boyd.
We've got a gold distributor down in San Antonio, Fleeta Taylor.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Fleeta.
And we got another gold here, Carol Thompson, out of Austin, Texas.
Good evening.
Good evening, Carol.
And then they got another gold here out of Austin, Texas, Joe Higdon.
Hello.
Hey there, Joe.
How you doing, Mike?
Terrific, thanks.
And then next, if we get to our Platinums, we have Platinum Sherry Dorsey out of Austin, Texas. Well, Leander, Texas. She'll get mad at me if I don't get specific here.
That's right. I live in
Sherry.
Leander. Hi.
And I've got Dr. Karen and Chris Hamill, Platinums out of Holland, Texas.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
And that is our Platinum Partners.
Awesome. Well, welcome Platinum Partners, and welcome all other participants that are listening in and learning about how we're going to do this, and hope you're going to be able to leverage all of the activities that we provide for you in the months to come. Let me just give you a little bit of feedback before we switch over to our hats and begin this call and start recording this call. And we've all had this conversation about what it entails. This is a high-performance team. This is really learning the business at another level. And I know that once you've gone through this exercise, this first 90-day launch, then you're going to have some experience under your belt just trying to get your head around it, try to wrap your head around this whole concept. And there's no better way to learn than to actually through application. So we're not so concerned about how things look and whether or not you've executed this strategy perfectly. What's important is that you go through the learning curve, because it's in the next quarter that things will really start to come together for you, and we anticipate that. So I'm going to switch now over to our launch strategy presentation in a second here. Let me see if I can get this going here.
You want me to?
There we go. What we're going to do is we're going to record this. So I'm going to ask you all, because often what happens is a conversation starts in the background and you're not aware, we hear everything you're saying. So if you could all *6 your line, and the reason why I want you to do it individually is so that if you have a question, you can come back and ask a question by unmuting your line by pressing *6, or I'm going to tell you how you can do the chat feature. So let me repeat that again. *6 will mute you. *6 again will unmute you. So if you have a question during the webcast that comes up, feel free to ask, because it's important that you gain the understanding here. This is not a one-sided conversation. Although there is a lot of information coming at you, it's important that you grasp it, and the questions that you raise will be helpful for anybody listening to this playback. So *6 will unmute you. Then, if you have a question, you can either ask it by voicing it, or you can send a chat message. And how you do that is you click on the chat bar. There's a little arrow beside that. You click on that, and the chat menu will pop up. And when that chat menu pops up, you can type your question in and direct your question to the host. And you'll see how you can. It's all selection. It's all menu selection. Select host, send your question. It'll flash orange on my end, and I'll know that somebody is asking a question. I'm just going to check the participant lines here, because it's flashing here, so it looks like there's still some people joining in on this webcast. Definitely there are that. Okay, and when I do that, by the way, you notice you won't see video. Tell me, and now you'll see it again as I control the functionality from this end. So don't be shocked when the video disappears. It's just me fooling around the buttons on this end. It'll come back up. Okay, so Carol, if you wouldn't mind taking it over, and then we'll get the call underway in a moment. And you just let me know when you've got the record button, then pass the baton back to me.
Okay, it'll take a minute. The host has the recording feature on.
Terrific.
I'll pass it on to you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just a moment, because now you're presenter, and now your host.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks, everybody, for joining tonight. This webcast is designed to take your level of understanding of the business from being somebody who's just simply enrolled in the business, being coached by and mentored by somebody else, to actually becoming a coach and mentor, learning what it means to put that hat on as if you're orchestrating this launch. And for many of you, you've already gone through a lot of this exercise, a lot of the small details, but hopefully when you see it packaged together in one place, it'll give you a better understanding of how you would go about, if you were to start from brand spanking new, if you're going to start all over again, what would you do differently, or what would you do today knowing what you know now, putting a strategy together to give somebody the best start possible in the business. And this education is found in the SilverTrack library, and it's really designed to shift you from being a participant in the passenger seat, so to speak, to somebody in the driver's seat. So even though many of you may be in launch mode yourself, or you may be relaunching your business, we're going to talk to you about it from the standpoint of what would you do if you were launching somebody, and some of the nuances. This is really detailed stuff, so if you need to take notes, feel free to do that. We are recording this webcast for future playback that you can review at any point in time. As you know, it's called the Wallace Track Launch Strategy. What's in the new partner toolbox is a very abbreviated version of this, and it's not even in a presentation format. It's just to give the new partner some foresight into what it is that's going to happen with their business and around the planning. They would have gone through the English that you see displayed here on the webcast, and I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of detail, but really the bottom line of the launch strategy is to develop somebody's personal success story. It's a focused effort over 90 days. Everybody can focus for at least that period of time. It syncs up with the rhythms of Niken, which are all in 90-day cycles, and major events. The key to this business, as we're going to look at it, are major events. Now, when we looked at our Niken business in terms of what is our business plan, the business plan is the Niken business model. It's developing six core partners, people who are going to be able to work and develop a future with, a company with. That's going to be exciting. These are people you're going to have a relationship for a long, long time, and hopefully you already have some of those people either on your list or in your network currently. In addition to that, it also encompasses the retail side of the business. The fact that we are going to accumulate customers, and as that develops over time, Niken is going to unfold their customer marketing strategy, where they'll be able to communicate to people on a regular basis on our behalf, informing them about what's going on at Niken and keeping customers interested. Now, why that's so relevant for you and I is because over time, your consumer base is going to be much larger than your downline, those that are building the business. And I want you to see that as two separate things, because your passive income, that is the income that you receive without having to do much of anything, is going to come from the consumers. And so developing that consumer base is obviously the key to passive income. But recruiting is how we attract those people, so recruiting is always the focus. Many of the people who've launched their business over the years, who've got the big incomes in Niken, are people who have focused in 90-day blasts, and they've created a huge flurry of activity resulting in a number of people joining their business, typically between 20 and 30 people. I'm included in that group. I've actually sponsored 26 people my first month, 9 people my second month, and with that 35 people, out of that filtered out those that were really going to do this business in a serious way. But had I not had a plan, had I not had some calendar of events already in place before I set about recruiting all those people, I wouldn't have had the foggiest idea of how to deal with that many people. I would not have been able to handle that kind of workload, if you will. So the events became a very important tool for me to bring all these people together and work with them all at the same time. So the events calendar and planning before we do this launch, or before we launch someone, is key to being able to handle the traffic that is imminent if you execute this launch. And I know the fear that a lot of people feel when they think, my goodness, you know, I'm going to have all these people, what am I going to do with them? That anxiety can actually block them from going out and recruiting anybody. or it could be inherent in their vibration and their energy when they're talking to people, and subsequently they're not successful at recruiting people into the business. So it's really important that the thinking happens in advance, the plan is laid out, the calendar of events is laid out, so we know where we're taking people to, why we're doing that, and then all the anxiety's gone. Then it's just a matter of moving people along that process, moving people through that game plan, where we can focus on the individuals, the people themselves, rather than what do we need to do next. We already know what we need to do next. We've already had that discussion. So hopefully in this presentation you'll gain that understanding, that higher level of understanding. Also, because many of you, this is a relaunch for you, or this is a launch opportunity to launch somebody new in the business, keep this in mind. As you perfect your ability to launch people in the business, you're going to get better results. You're going to get to a point where, you know, creating a silver in a month is actually not much of a challenge. You might want to take it to the next level of creating a gold in a month, maybe even do like I've done, create a platinum in a month. And that's the kind of thinking that you can actually have when you've become very proficient at this launch strategy, because you will hone this skill. We're not going to keep changing the formula. The formula stays the same, you just get better at doing it. And of course, if you have the willing participants who are excited and ready to go, it gets easier and easier as you go. You'll build your competence and your confidence along the way. But that doesn't mean you won't be doing this for yourself more than once. I've had to do my launches four times, and with each launch of the business, I took my business to a new level. The first time went to gold, the second to platinum, the third to diamond, and the last launch, I took it to Royal Diamond. Now, in the last launch, I didn't need to sponsor as many people as I did in the first launch to accomplish the same goal. Why? Because then I knew how to launch people, so I didn't need as many people. I wasn't relying on my ignorance and numbers to compensate my ignorance. I could really focus in on the right people, and I knew what to do with those people so that I could help people become gold and platinum very, very quickly in that later stages of growth in my business. So that's what knowing how to do this will empower you to do. Obviously, with every business, there's a preparation, and we suggest you go through the wellness track. If you know what that is, you've seen that in the new partner track, and we want people properly aligned. This is what they are investing in the business. They're investing their time, which will be the launch calendar. They're investing their money, which is the products and the tools in the business, and they're investing their contacts, which is all the people they know and have developed relationships over the years. So if they're not willing to make this investment, then we really don't have a business partner. So this is one of the keys for you to know whether or not you've got a core partner if they're coming to the table with these three things. And then, of course, their willingness to plug into what's happening. What's happening would be your agenda, the team's agenda, Nika's agenda. In other words, plug into the system. And so these are the things that they have to be willing to step up to know whether or not you're dealing with somebody who's serious about doing the business. Now, the fun part. This exercise, this model that we're going to go through right now, we did so in the earlier training call for the new partner. But it's really important you understand this. This is so critical to your understanding that from this point forward, it really doesn't matter how detailed I get. As long as you get this part, strategic thinking. In the past, we've always set a goal to help somebody go silver. We talk to them about going silver, and we make them believe that going silver is really important for them. So much so that that's all they do sometimes, is they go silver and that's it, their business flatlines. You may have experienced that yourself. There's a reason for that. There is a reason, and it's maybe not through any fault of your own, it's just a short-sightedness. So let's talk about strategy. There's a strategy for accomplishing a goal. So you as the coach need to have a strategy to help somebody achieve the rank of silver, because of course the progress of your ranks and their ranks are all a function of us being able to break silvers. So let's call the strategy breaking something or breaking through something, because we don't want to stop at silver. We don't want that to be the destination. And often it's the case that our languaging and the way we tee people up, we actually set them up to stop at silver. So having strategic thinking is critical to the process, and here's how it looks. Those of you who've done this in karate know this exercise well. The key in karate, when you're breaking through a board, is to keep your eye where? Beyond the board. You've got to keep your focus beyond the board. If you don't do that, your hand is going to hit the board, and it's going to hurt like crazy. But if you keep your eye and your mind's eye beyond the board, if that's where your vision is, then your hand will cut through that board like it doesn't even exist. This strategy, this thinking process and rolling out a strategy is like a golden rule. You don't ever want to forget this concerning either Nikan or, for that matter, anything else in life. And I'll give you some parallels in this example. Our actions, of course, in the case of breaking the board, is pushing your hand forward with some speed and some accuracy. But in our case, actions represent the daily activities. The daily activities, focused the correct way, will produce a result, a consequence. There's our overall theme here. Now, what you need to decide is what you want your result to be. Then you build a plan. Hear me out. Then you build a plan focused on achieving something beyond that result. And what that something is the value that it adds. And if you focus on the value that it adds, or you invent that value, you understand that value, then your energy is going to be properly aligned, and the result will be that you break through the board. So, let's take an example. A lot of you are in this business because you're seeking financial abundance. Well, how do we achieve financial abundance? What's the strategy for achieving financial abundance? That's the result. That's the consequence. But going around thinking about financial abundance is the wrong thinking. It's the wrong vibration. It's the wrong energy. It's the wrong focal point. You need to think, what's beyond financial abundance? Well, the law of life is pretty simple. The value you add in the world will determine what your financial worth is. That's the way the world is organized. It's the value you add that determines your financial remuneration. So, and that's the what we have to focus on. What's the cause that will add value subsequent to that you receive a remuneration for? That's the result. So we want to increase that value. And so the action, the daily action, would be presenting the offering, that offering being the value. So it's a pretty simple idea, but the consequences are enormous when you do it right. So you attract money. That's how that works. Now let's be a little bit more specific. Let's say you want to expand the network. Your goal, and many of you, your goal is just that. You want to expand the network. Well, then what's beyond the network? It's the value that the network adds to the world. In this case, it's the value that expanding the network adds through Nikan's vision, which is the macrocosm in this case. And as you can read there, every home a wellness home. So that's the big picture. That's the vision. That's what we want to focus on. And if we focus on every home a wellness home, if you think and meditate on that, if you live and breathe that vision of making the world a better place through the wellness home, then the daily activities would be obviously sharing the Nikan story, sharing the value of the Nikan story. Its history, its technologies, the impact that it's made, its philosophy and so forth, and of course the wellness home, the value that that adds. And what that will do is by sharing that story, you're going to attract consultants and clients. Okay, so again, looking at it in a broader sense. By the way, out of every number of people that we attract in the way of consultants and clients, there's going to be a core group of those people who stand out above the crowd. They're going to be your key customers, or they're going to be your core partners. And generally speaking, as you may have already experienced, there's a rule out there, and it's sort of a universal rule. It's about one-third. So one-third of the people we attract will actually lock into this more wholeheartedly than just about anybody else. So as long as we know the rules, we can then start looking at strategy in a very particular way. I'm going to give you another example. Our goal, if you look at the Nikan business model, and I'm just going to give my little pointer out here. Down here on the right-hand side, you see the Nikan business model. It's six partners. And, you know, this team that we're assembling here on this webcast is about being a part of a team, but it's also about creating a team. And if your goal is to create a team, if that's the strategy, then what is it that's going to create the team? What's beyond the team that's going to attract the team? See, again, you don't leave the house thinking, oh, I got to find my team, I got to create my team. That is what we are going to create as a consequence. What we have to focus on is what's beyond the team. So what's beyond the team? What's the vision that will bring a team together? And that's a big idea. You've heard me talk about this a number of times. We'll get more detailed on the contact invite presentation. But what's the big idea? What is it that you and this team are going to do that's special, that's significant, that somehow is a microcosm of the Nikken macrocosm. How are you and your team going to make a dent in this cause of every home a wellness home? I was having a conversation with Carol on this line, and she was talking about a group of people she's already assembled, women, and her passion for empowering women. Well, there's a whole marketplace right there. And so what's the big idea? It's how can you take Nikken, bring it to that group of people where Nikken becomes a tool for helping that group of people accomplish what their dreams, what their goal is, and the very reason why that group of people exists as a group. So that's a big idea. You got to figure out what that big idea is. What is personal to you? What is it that is going to create that team of people that you know that's exciting? So it's not about getting into Nikken. It's about getting into Nikken and doing something special within Nikken that matters to the world and that makes a dent in the bigger picture of every home wellness home. You may have, for instance, medical professionals as your network, or you may have whatever it is that you see. One of the big ideas that I live and breathe is now coming to fruition called Give Out Loud. You can go online and check that out and find out what giveoutloud.com is all about, and it's going to involve Nikken sleep systems for autistic children paid for and funded through philanthropic donations. That's an engine that's being created to deal with a very specific sector in the marketplace, thereby creating wellness homes in a very needed place. That's my big idea, and through that idea, I've assembled a team. Same concept. If you can lock into a big idea that you get excited about, you're not going to talk the same way. You're not going to go around just talking about Nikken. In fact, your daily actions are going to be not only the Nikken story, but also your big idea. What about Nikken? What about that engine? And what's your idea where that engine can power that idea that could excite me and cause me to want to become a member of this team? It's the analogy of a high-performance team, like a football team or like the Olympic teams right now. You know, not everybody gets to make it to the Olympics. Not everybody gets to win the Super Bowl. It takes a high-performance team, people who are really committed to the bigger picture. Now, I wanted to mention another analogy in this breaking through the board, something that you might be able to understand a little bit easier. Some of you have walked on coals. If you know that experience, you know that as soon as you become aware, your coach will caution you, if you become aware of the coals, or if you think about the coals, you're going to burn your feet. Now, the coach's goal, and in this case, your goal, is to coach somebody to get across the coals. Your goal is to coach somebody to get through silver, get beyond silver, and help them create a team. But their focus, the person who's actually going through the experience, is not the coals, is not getting through the coals. They can't think coals for 1 second. They have to think about getting to the other side. They have to look at the other side. They have to keep the other side in mind. They have to stay focused on something that's beyond the coals. And so that's a really great metaphor as well to illustrate how important this concept is for getting the job done, for making big things happen in your Nikken business. It's about having the right vision, because the right vision determines the behavior, the actions. The wrong vision, well, that could be disastrous. You know, people are going to get burned. And so this is another metaphor then. So now let's look at the next strategy, that 90-day strategy. We call it the gold plan. And this is what we really want to empower you to learn how to execute and become very proficient at. Because as I take you through this presentation, you're going to see how executing this over and over and over again, teaching others how to do it over and over again, this one thing, this is the nugget. As you do this, you build the entire organization. And, of course, all the consumers that follow. So, again, what's the focus? Well, the goal plan is to find 10 partners that will generate 3 core partners, because we know that rule of thirds. So if I sponsor 10 people who say they want to build this business, that's what a partner is, somebody who says they want to build the business, not somebody who says I want to buy the products, then out of those 10 people who say they want to do the business, you're going to have 3 people who really do the business, who put their money where their mouth is and whose commitments and actions are demonstrable. So if that's the plan, and we want to achieve that plan, within a 90-day time frame, resulting in a gold ship. So this is what it would look like. if the goal is to help people break through silver, then the vision has to be beyond silver. Well, it's a lot more exciting, it's a lot more cause-oriented when I'm helping create three business owners who have a new business in the wellness sector with Niken as the engine, with the potential to go all the way to the top. That is a much more powerful vision than I need to go silver or I need to help somebody go silver. Seeing them helping somebody else, seeing this new prospective silver, who's not yet a silver on your team, helping three other people build a Niken business and getting a great start in the Niken business is already one step beyond that one person you're about to launch. So you're not even looking at them as a silver anymore. You're not even talking to them about being a silver, because that's not why they're in Niken. Their goal is to build a business. Their goal is they have some personal reasons why they want to do this. They may have a big idea. That's what they need to be focused on, and that's the discussion you need to be having with them at all times. You got to keep them looking at the other side of the coals, not thinking about or talking about the coals. So this discussion of going silver, being silver, has to end completely. That should never take place between you and the new person you're launching. It should only be about what their dreams are, what their goals are, why they're building this business. That's where their vision has to be. You, as the coach, on the other hand, have to be strategic. You're the one who has to keep your eye on the ball. You have to make sure they're not looking down and so forth, but you need to lay the track. So you're the one who can think about it. You're the one who can discuss it with your upline or your coach or your mentor. But it's not a dialogue that should take place between you and somebody new, because they're not getting into this business to build a silver ship. That shouldn't be their focus. That shouldn't be their goal. It should just simply be a consequence of a good launch. I'm hoping that's pretty clear. I just want to make an exclamation mark behind that. And I can tell you that little shift in thinking is the difference between creating a silver who then plateaus or drops and creating somebody who just keeps going because they don't know that they're not supposed to. So now, if I'm going to create golds, that means I'm creating three silvers. That means I'm seeing people emerging through that new person as business partners. Then what's the discussion going to be? Well, we have a name for that discussion. It's called the partnering process. It's a name that's unique in Niken. We don't call it the recruiting process. We don't call it the process. We don't call it the prospecting process, which is something completely different. We call it the partnering process because if you're trying to create three golds, which means three new business owners, then your discussion, what you're going to present in the way of daily information, is going to be more than just simply Niken, you know, the Niken business or the Niken products. It's got to be more than that. It's got to include your big idea, and not only that, it's got to include what's in it for them. What happens if I join you? The discussion of what happens if I join you. What is my life going to look like in the next 90 days or 100, 120 days, 180 days? That has to be included in the discussion if I'm looking at helping three people make a decision to become a business owner and launch their business, because if they're going silver, that means they're in a launch. So somehow, some way, at some point in time, I need to have that discussion with these prospects. And so that's why the behavior, which is the action, is determined by the vision. If your vision is small or short-sighted, your behavior or your discussion, your communication with these people is going to be small and short-sighted. If your vision is much greater and goes beyond that, then you're going to incorporate that information into your process, which is why we call it the partnering process, which is comprised, in our case, in this case, of three very distinct steps. We talk about the business, which is, of course, Niken, the industry we're involved in, the possibilities to be a pioneer in the founding of a new brand in a new emerging industry called wellness, the technologies around which this is wrapped, the wellness home, the philosophy that drives all that, and then the third piece of this, if you can see my finger there, number three, the third piece of this is our business plan. What is it that I'm going to ask you to do if you say yes? I'm going to help you launch this business. I'm going to have to get your business off the ground. We're going to put a 90-day action plan together. Because the biggest fear that people have in this industry, and rightly so because it's happened, they buy some product and that's it. That's all the person ever wanted them to do because their goal was to go silver. And all I need you to do if I'm trying to go silver is buy some product. And so a lot of people in network marketing in the past get abandoned. They get used. they get, you know, they get sold something, and then that sponsors off to the next person to close the next deal. Well, what we're talking about is integrity. What we're talking about is purpose. We're going to talk to these people about what their life is going to look like if they say yes. A strategy that we're going to implement. The support that we're going to put in place to help implement that strategy. This would be no different than if you put up $500,000 or $1 million on the line for buying a franchise. You wouldn't do that if you thought the franchise company just wanted your $1 million. You know, they want you to be a successful business owner that represents and emulates the success of what this franchise offers. So they would have a very clear business plan to help you launch to get your new franchise up and running and profitable. And they would have definitely discussed that with you long before you put your $1 million on the line. It's amazing that we don't do that in NECAN. So you'll be carrying around your 90-day planner, and you'll be showing people your 90-day planner. You'll be showing them your plan, what you use to launch your business, and what it is that you're going to help them create for their business. And I'll tell you, the confidence that they're going to have in you, first of all, as a sponsor, and the fact that NECAN actually has a plan, cares enough to take it to the next step, which is really get involved in helping them grow their business, that builds confidence, and it lets them know we're serious. I tell you, it's going to be a lot easier to track serious people when you can show them you're serious. And you are not serious. You wouldn't have a hope in hell of attracting a Mike DiMuccio if you didn't show me a business plan. I don't care what the business is. So that's how important that third step in the process is. And that, of course, becomes relevant when and only when you have a vision that makes it relevant. So hopefully this is helping you see the difference between helping somebody go silver and the real picture here, which is it's only a strategy to help go silver. You're the coach. You need a strategy to help them cross the coals. But their focus, their vision, should never be about crossing the coals. It should be about getting to where they want to go in life with NECAN as a vehicle. So their focus has to be there. That's what you need to talk about. And you need to present information that validates you're serious about that, which includes your business plan. So hopefully that's all becoming clear, and you would have seen, if you haven't already, the business plan presentation in the partnering process, which really walks them through all of this discussion. So it's all embedded in the wellness track as part of the partnering process. And the result, of course, is you help them break through silver. Now, is that it? Heck no, because what we want to do is identify their core partners. That's the second phase of this launch plan. The first phase is to find 10 people who say they want to do it, and then we have to screen through those 10 people to see the three that are emerging as people who really demonstrate by their actions, by their investment, by their energy, that they really do want to execute that launch strategy. And so out of those 10 will come three core partners, and now my focus shifts on helping those three core partners launch. And this can happen in over 90 days quite readily. If you make a point of finding these first 10 inside of 5 weeks, well, then you have the rest of the 3 months to work with those three core partners to identify and help them replicate that launch strategy. Now, doesn't that sound a lot more fun creating golds than it does creating silvers? Silver shifts happen as a consequence. Okay, so we sort of belabored that point, but I hope I've made that point very, very clear, because it is so important if you're going to go beyond what you've ever done before. Hopefully this thinking you'll recognize is definitely beyond anything you've done before. Now, our phase one of this strategy is to create a series of in-home events. In the past, those events would have been maybe wellness previews at a public level. We find the most effective way to launch somebody is in a more personal environment, preferably in a home, somebody's home, either yours or your new partner's home, doing at least one per week. If you want to accelerate this plan, do two per week. But you'll find as we roll this out that at some point in time you'll have more than one person that you're launching, and so you'll be making some executive decisions as to how to manage your time in order to be A, effective in their launch, and B, just simply to be able to continue to do this business on a part-time basis. But what I'm illustrating here is a plan that costs about 12 hours a week. Okay, and I can demonstrate that, and it'll probably get into it later in the presentation. So now you'll notice point number two is first two are hosted by Upline Silver, last three are hosted by a person launching the business. You know, one of the things that I learned early on by a fellow by the name of Dennis Williams, once he had a tool called the slide presentation, he was able to parachute himself into an area where somebody was launching the business, do the presentation using the slides, then leaving the slide presentation with that new person and saying, next week, that's the slide presentation, you do the meeting for your people. He had them learning how to be a presenter very, very quickly. The reason being is, number one, it was a distance to travel. Number two, he was teaching them how to be a leader very, very quickly. And in this business, the goal is to create leaders. And that you do by empowering people. If they don't step up, if they don't step into those shoes, that's fine. But at least you know. Now, in this case, you'll find that the presentations are simple enough. The tools in the wellness track are usable, simple enough that once you've seen a couple of in-homes, it doesn't take a rocket science to do an in-home. It's just simply an introduction to Nikan and the products, the wellness home, and you can leverage the tools, and you'll also be able to leverage the webcast, as you've probably done already, to bring some credibility into that meeting space. Now, as long as we know that these events have to happen, and the goal of the event is introduce them to the products and the business, then the next meeting is the strategy session. In that next meeting, they're going to learn about the business plan. For that meeting, you're going to get help. Now, as a silver, that's your role. As a silver, it's your role to be that help for the new people in the business and for your new partners. I know many of you are new to this concept and you're just learning about this, so to facilitate your growth in the next 3 months, or at least in the next month, Terry, myself, and a number of other people from the Wellness Network are hosting webcasts of the business plan presentation. Terry's already done a few via webcast, so that you can simply direct people. We're also going to record one of those webcasts so that people have that availability to go online and watch it if they can't make the set appointment time, and then it can be followed up with one-on-one conversations or ABC dialogue. But that's basically the process. And it begins with those in-homes, scheduled those in-homes. So our calendar starts to look like a weekly event, at least one weekly event. You'll have to decide what day is the best day for you to host that weekly event. And again, the sooner you can take over that event, the better, because the help is going to come at the latter stages where you really need it. In order for us to fill the pipeline to make this plan work, it's 18 people per week contacted and invited from your list. Now, some of you, your numbers are better than that. Some of you have learned that contact invite process or have some business skills coming into this, and your numbers, you don't need 18 people to confirm 6. The goal is, though, to confirm 6. And so your numbers are your numbers. You need to learn your numbers so you know how to build your plan properly. But if I contacted 90 people, one-third of those people would agree to coming to that wellness home briefing. That's what we call that in-home event. We call it a wellness home briefing. It has a business tone to it. And, of course, these are people on my contact list that I've identified as people I want to talk to about the business, people whom I've decided could be a great asset to Nikan and to this team if they decide to get involved, if they see the wisdom behind that. And of those 30 people who come to the briefing, 10 will join the business. 10 will buy the packs, and they'll be at various stages in their head as to how they want to pursue this. And then, out of those 10, we will finish the process, which includes a lock-in event, where the three core partners will identify themselves. And again, what is a core partner? It's somebody who's saying, I want to launch. I want to do this launch. I want you to help me launch. And by the way, the launch pad, that's what it's for at the Wellness Network. It's to help those core partners identify themselves as one of your key people, as a core partner. So they register on the launch pad. Now, the key events or the lock-in events, which shift the person's mindset, we'll get more detail into this when we look at the schematic, but you know and I know big events, big decisions are made. And these events are far and few between. Obviously, you can't organize them every day or every week for that matter, but at least once a month, once a quarter, we have a significant enough of an event that we can call it a lock-in event. And that lock-in event is going to mentally and emotionally lock the person into the business, not into the wellness home, not into the products. That's already been done through the smaller meetings, through their personal experiences and demonstrations of the product. I'm talking about locking them into the business, which means the content that we're going to provide and those lock-in events are going to give them a vision of NECAN as a company, NECAN as a business. For instance, the August event coming up, the quarterly event, all the quarterly events, they're orchestrated by field leaders at higher ranks, platinum and above, and they have content provided by NECAN, which enables us to leverage, you know, corporate vision, corporate ideas, new announcements, and so forth. It's a phenomenal situation to present a bigger picture. And it's at that point in time that a person can really make some decisions in their life as to how they want to pursue NECAN. Of course, HBM is another key lock-in event, which happens once a quarter. Again, that shifts the mindset of an individual from being just somebody in NECAN, quote-unquote a partner, to somebody who's a core partner, meaning they're going to really launch this business. So these lock-in events become the first events that we identify on our calendar when we're building our 90-day calendar. Clearly, because it's a function of how many people we get into those lock-in events that shakes out who we really have to work with in a business-like way. So now, after your 5 weeks of meetings, partnering processes, let's just say, and you've got your 10 new partners, of which one of three of those people have identified themselves, you now have three potential launch partners. Well, you've got the rest of your 90 days to help those people launch. Notice, you may have already gone silver, or your new person may have gone silver. But since that wasn't the goal, nobody's putting any brakes on. Our eyes are focused on the plan, and the plan is to find those three people. So yeah, great, you're silver, wonderful, congratulations, have a drink, let's get going, because it's time to now launch those people. Our focus is always on helping people start a NECAN business, looking for those three co-partners. So if you're always looking forward, looking forward, looking forward, and you're teaching looking forward, looking forward, looking forward, where's the stopping point? There isn't one. Silver is not a destination, it's not a goal. It's just a passing point, it's a consequence of moving toward our goal, which is assembling a team, building a NECAN business, creating a future. So now, let's move on. This is just recapping what I'm saying. I want to get to the daily activities, three contacts a day. Over 6 days, we'll get you your 18 contacts. So three contacts a day is not a lot to ask anybody to do, and if each conversation is maybe 10 minutes long, you know, 10 times 3, it's 30 minutes a day. Anybody can afford to tee up their NECAN business at 30 minutes a day. That's not, by any stretch, a very serious commitment, but it's enough to get the job done. And what's key here is that it's ongoing. It's every day. It forms a habit, and habits are hard to break. So we want to get people into the habit of contacting people on a daily basis within a manageable time frame. And, of course, what you're contacting and inviting them to is an event. That event happens to be a business briefing, which covers both the business and the products. And you may, as I said earlier, tap into in your in-home. This is a great way to do an in-home. Set your computer up so that you can plug it into your television if you've got one of those TVs that the two are compatible. If you have a high-speed internet connection, plug in, make part of your wellness home briefing plugging into a webcast that may be happening live online that you can find out by going to the Wellness Network, clicking on OnStar, and finding the schedule of events that are being posted there. So Terry will be announcing, of course, for his group what events he's doing and hosting online. Powerful, powerful when you could be in an in-home, in your living room, and all of a sudden your living room's transformed into one home of a network of homes happening across North America where people are learning about NECAN. All of a sudden that little living room becomes the equivalent of North America. Their vision goes from being in the four walls of your living room to being a part of a cause that's happening, that's really happening, live and in the flesh across North America, part of a movement. So immediately you're shifting their vision to a much bigger vision right there in your living room. Powerful idea. If you can't make the webcast, have a speakerphone. Have it arranged for your upline or your coach or whoever you're working with in this launch to come in via speakerphone. I helped somebody achieve the rank of silver in their first month, and I wasn't able to do a single meeting for them, personally sponsored. I was at an event in Maui, Hawaii. I was able to beam into their living room via speakerphone. And what did they use to do the presentations? They used the videotape. that had all of the information of the business, the products, and they did the personal product demonstrations that I taught them to do before they went into their launch month. So there they were in the living room inviting people on a weekly basis to learn about NECAN, learn about the products, do the demonstrations. Then at a designated hour, I called in, did a bunch of validation, answered questions, and then invited them to the lock-in event, which even that event I couldn't do, except I did it on the phone. I arranged a conference call with a few more heavyweights, and bang, 9 out of 9 people said yes. They all bought their products, $35,000 in volume, and my new couple was brand new silvers, but that wasn't the end. It was the beginning, because I had made a promise and a commitment to attend the following month to come in and launch those new 9 partners in a series of events. See, that's what we sold them. We sold them a business. We didn't sell them products. And that business included support, and we validated that support with a calendar of events. Now, there's our scheduled event. Let's say it's a Thursday night, and whatever night works for you is fine. On Saturdays, typically, we usually do a Saturday morning launch strategy call or webcast, in which case the third part of the process, the plan, is covered. This is where we also address questions that they may have about what it takes to really succeed in the business, at which point they've seen all 3 important steps in making a decision. They've been contacted, invited, the way we teach contact, invite. They've been in a wellness briefing where they've learned about the business and the products. They've had product demonstrations. Then they've come either by webcast or in a live meeting to a presentation where they've learned the business of the business for those people who are interested. So out of all the people that attend this event, let's say Thursday night, how many do you think we expect to attend the Saturday event? Again, probably about a third. But I'll tell you what, if they're coming on Saturday, they're in. And now it's just details. Now it's just formalities. So let's say we did this 1 week, and we put 6 people in this meeting. By the end of the week, we should have 2 new partners and maybe 3 or 4 customers. So that's why down here on the bottom, you see we've got a core partner and some volume in on the right-hand side. I'm not sure if you can see that. I've got the record panel right in my window here. There you go. So that's week number 1. Well, what happens in week number 2, 3, 4, and 5? Just keep adding them on. Keep adding them on. And that's what our monthly schedule looks like. I'm sorry, let me just finish that slide. So the decision happens, and that's in the strategy session, and now we have our new partners. So there it is. 2 major events per week, and a bunch of contact invite to feed those events. Those events could be 100% online, they're live, they could be in your living room, preferably, and you're plugging into an online meeting simultaneously. So there's a number of ways we're going to actually execute this plan, but let's just put in your mind, this is what has to happen. How we make it happen are the details. That's where the discussions come in following this presentation. So this is what has to happen. How we make it happen are the details. And as I mentioned to you before, I was in Hawaii helping somebody go through their launch, putting all of these details in place, but not even physically being there. So we found a way to make it happen, and that's the key. As long as you know what has to happen, we can figure out a way to make it happen. And now we have all these beautiful tools that we can leverage that I didn't have when I was doing that. By the way, if you have any questions, as I mentioned earlier, *6, unmute, and then you can ask. Now, the last piece of this is, okay, I've got a new partner. Now what? Well, the now what is step number 4. We bring them into alignment. And what that means is we're going to be hosting some online sessions. This is to deal with the various cross lines and so forth. This online session is going to take place on Monday night. Terry's going to host one specifically for his group. I'll host one for mine, Carol for hers, etc. Because it's at this meeting they meet their upline diamond. Now, I should have said, in this wellness home briefing, if you're using this right, they're going to meet somebody from your upline or somebody of a higher rank by leveraging the webcast. So again, you're not alone in this meeting. You're leveraging right away. And even if you've got your upline hosting that meeting that night, you still might want to plug in. Not necessary, but you still might want to plug in. On the strategy session, on the Saturday, say, and it might be a specific day for you, depending on how you work this out in terms of your calendar. These are the ideals, and we're working around the ideals and for purposes of illustration. At strategy session, again, they're going to meet somebody of a higher rank, first of all, who's delivering that presentation, and secondly, it may be including somebody in their upline that they haven't met. So these are ways to employ your upline. It's useful ways to employ your upline, so they're not wasting time in conversations about things that are not necessarily pertinent to the process. So now I know when I should bring an upline in and what the nature of the discussion is. And over here, step number four, we call this session the Getting Aligned Team Meeting, because now you want to bring them into the team, experience the team, the one that you're assembling and the one that you're a part of. And again, they're going to meet now their upline diamond. So again, we're employing the upline in a useful way. So now the discussion that is going to take place there, well, it says it in the language. It's about getting aligned, meaning we're going to help them align their purpose. We're going to help them align their understanding of the business and how that can help them fulfill their purpose. We're going to help them think about what a purpose could be to be part of this team and to create their own team. We're going to help them align with NECAN's purpose. And also, more specifically, more practically, we're going to get them on the wellness track and align them with the system to operate their business, so that they can immediately start in the following week getting their investment in order. That's their product, their time, and their contacts. Because it's in the following week that they are going to be going through what we refer to as the alignment phase. I don't expect somebody to join the business on Saturday and on Monday they're contacting, inviting people. I don't expect that at all. That's not business-like, and I can't be sure that they know what they're doing in the first place. So we give a week, 7 to 10 days, to orient. Now, no, you've experienced this. You know that that's real. You know that that's true. But rather than giving them 7 to 10 weeks or some arbitrary, you know, whenever they're ready kind of thing, this is the plan. We put them on a plan. That's the ideal. Hopefully they stay within the parameters of the ideal, but at least you as a coach know what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody who stays within those parameters. That gives you guidelines as to know who you should be working with next, especially if you've got a couple of choices there, two or three choices. Well, who do you think I'm going to work with? I'm going to work with one who stays within the goalposts. So in the alignment phase, we give them their cues as to what it is they need to do to get up and running, get on the launch pad, go through their contact invite scripts, make their list, order their products if they haven't done that. You're doing that with them, of course. Their tools and so forth. So that's the alignment phase. Basically, you walk them through the workbook. So now, that's what 1 week would look like, one complete week. What would 1 month look like? I'm sorry, let me just, those numbers there. 18 contacted, 6 people receive all the steps, 2 become clients, and 2 become partners. And that's your week. Do that 5 times, and you've got your business plan. And so there you are. There's what a month would look like, and then it repeats in the next month. Now, I'm just going to highlight one thing on this calendar, because what you're seeing there is the business plan, followed by the launch strategy, followed by the getting aligned. Business plan, launch strategy, or excuse me, strategy session, getting aligned. Business plan, strategy session, getting aligned. Business plan, strategy session, getting aligned. So it's just a repeat, 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 repeat. And again, the details are you going to be doing this online? You're going to be doing this in-home, a combination of? Again, that's the details that will work out subsequent to this call. Now, I'm going to focus on the mid-month event. It's on the 15th of this particular calendar. To facilitate this, again, in this group specifically, until we have golds who are up to speed on the importance of this mid-month event, why that's so important, and why it should take place mid-month, by the way, is because it is a lock-in event. It's the event that helps new partners who've come into the business over the previous weeks to make a decision to become a core partner, which means, in our language, that they've made a commitment to launch the business. So the information that they experience, the agenda that they experience at this lock-in event is filled with emotions, of course. It's filled with testimonies, and hopefully you're identifying testimonies of people who have just gone silver executing this launch. So they're most excited, There's an audio cassette, in fact, that hopefully we're going to load up onto the Wellness Network called Silver's the Blast. You may have heard of this tape, where I interviewed a number of new consultants who had gone silver. And it basically walks them through their journey, how exciting it was, what was the thing that prompted them to make the commitment, which was inevitably a lock-in event of some sort, and what the process was, what the level of activity was, what some of their emotions and fears were, how they worked with their upline and so forth. These are the things that you want to expose. It's not a product testimonial session. It's a business testimonial session to validate the business so people make the switch in their mind to go from being a wellness homeowner to a wellness business owner. That's the nature of that event. It flips that switch, out of which will fall out your new core partners. So there's what our monthly plan looks like. And then if we map that out over 3 months, this is what it would look like. And what you're seeing on the bottom there is what the downline would look like as yellows again being partners, green being core partners, as they start to emerge through those months. And I'm going to animate this for you so it's easier to see and easier to read. So this you can pull up and print off or whatever and look online and see the details. But what you see is a number of blue. I just want to point one thing out. What that means is, this is my launch first, or who I'm launching first. And from that, I'm going to find a new core partner, and which means I'm going to have to launch them at some point soon. They're not going to wait until I'm finished my 5 weeks, nor can I afford to have them wait. So at some point in time in the calendar, I'm going to multitask. I'm going to be still engaging my launch, which is on the Thursdays. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Thursdays where I'm doing my launch. This is me in launch mode for my front line. Even though I may bring on a new front line, which you see in the first month toward the last week of the month. Now, why is this such a revelation? Many people sponsor somebody new who wants to get going and they stop their own personal activities. Big mistake. Because you have not succeeded in executing the launch yourself, and now you're about to duplicate the mistake. So you've got to be focused and committed on your first phase throughout the entire launch strategy until it is complete. If you do it in 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, it's not complete until it's complete, which is why I sponsored 9 more people in my second month, because I was not complete in my first month, even though I sponsored 26, even though I was well beyond silver. I had an agenda, I had a business strategy, and I executed that. So here's our new contender coming on, and then you'll see in weeks number 4 and 5, there's 2 in-homes taking place, one at their house, one at your house. Or in this case, you might go online for them. In week number 6, now your new partner, this is their 4 weeks, if you look at the Tuesdays, their 5 weeks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. That's their 5 weeks of launch, but guess what? I've brought on another core partner through my launch. And there's their 5 weeks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll note that on the third or fourth week of the second month, there may be a week where I'm actually doing 3 different in-home meetings, one for each partner. And that's fine. In the past, we used to just bring them all together into a wellness preview. Not necessarily the most effective way, because this new person who's getting started, I want them to fill their living room with their prospects. I don't want them to come to somebody else's living room with their prospects. That is not a launch. That is not a leader. I'm not creating a leader that way. I'm creating somebody who's dependent. So I prefer to keep them separate. But even in this case, as I've illustrated this tiny little launch, this is still 12 hours a week. Okay? There's still 12 hours a week of work involved here. Now, our lock-in events, there's a mid-month event in the first month, there's an HBM in the second month, there's also a mid-month in the second month, and a quarterly event in the third month, along with our mid-month. So we've got a number of lock-in events here to leverage each new group, a wave of people as they come in. That's how this looks on paper. And trust me when I tell you, that's how it looks in reality. Now, I'm not going to get into these semantics because there's information, by the way, in the track in the Silver Toolbox to learn how to organize a strategy session. There's information in the New Partner Toolbox to learn how to organize a briefing, wellness home briefing. So there's tools there to teach you how to actually host one of these events. Let me get into this presentation because this will help you visually understand how this unfolds. And we're nearing the finish line here, so bear with me. This will really help make it make sense. Phase one is that we are out there launching our business through the 5-week plan, or launching our new partner's business through a 5-week executable plan, the goal of which is to help them identify their three core partners. So we drive the width through a series of presentations, the partnering process, out of which 10 people emerge. We put those people as quickly as possible to the very next lock-in event, out of which emerges our core partner. Now, phase two, we duplicate that. We now have those core partners. We duplicate them. We switch hats, and we coach them through that experience. Boom. Now you've got people who are going silver. I've got somebody who's got a dog in the background. If you do, could you please star 6 your line? Mute your line, please. We're recording this webcast. So there you go. You've got a two-phase launch strategy. Let me repeat this again. So your new person is an apprentice. They're learning. They're in the passenger seat. You're helping them tee up those in-homes. You're organizing those activities with them. What date? What are the dates? Let's get the calendar out. Let's coincide our calendars. Let's make sure you know how to contact and invite. Let's get those people into those in-homes. You know that there's a strategy session on Saturday. You know what it's for. It's to move those people through the process to the next level where they understand the business of the business. And then finally, you get them into a lock-in event, out of which comes their core partners. Now, they're a new silver. That's a consequence. However, the launch plan is not over. It's not about going silver. It's about helping three people launch their business, which means we have to help them shift hats. We have to put them in now the driver's seat. They now become the coach. They now learn what you're learning on this webcast, how to think strategically, how to put a calendar of events together, and they're learning now a new competency. They are now learning it from the perspective of somebody who's orchestrating it versus somebody who's having it orchestrated for them. And I'll tell you, when they learn that, there's no stopping them. They can do this anytime, anywhere. Once you've mastered these two steps, that's it. What you see here on the screen right now, that's the entire business. Because what you learn in this launch strategy is everything there is to learn. So, as you see, become proficient at repeating and teaching this strategy. It's a duplicatable method for achieving Royal Ambassador. Now, let me show you how this animates. There's your week, number one, your new partner's week. They're in alignment phase. Right now they're just learning, they're making their list, order their product, they've unpackaged them, they're getting excited, they're talking with their family, they're making their list, as I said, they're checking it twice. You're helping them figure that all out in that week's time. Now it's time to launch. Boom. We do their first week of in-homes, launch strategy, out comes two new partners. That's great. We've even got some customers over here on the right-hand side who just bought some products, preferably on AutoShip. Week number two, there's the second week of their launch. We've had a getting aligned session for those new people. We've had our in-home again, and it just so happens that there's a mid-month this month, and in this case, Terry and I are going to do a mid-month online to get this rolling, this concept of the mid-month rolling, and so I'm sure you'll be very pleased with how that goes. We got all these new excited people. They get to that mid-month. We're going to recognize the new silvers. This is a great place to recognize new silvers. And what happens to the people that we've brought into the business over here on the right-hand side? Well, as a result of that mid-month, somebody's going to get fired up, and they're going to become a core partner. Next week, we're still in launch mode. Bring on two new people. Next week, still in launch mode, but guess what? We've also had to multitask, because that's the week that our new partner is launching, our core partner. So that's the week where we had two. So now they're launching, and you're still in your launch mode, or your second person is launch mode. I got to keep reminding myself which hat you're wearing. So you've launched your first person. Now they have a core partner. And guess who's launching them, by the way? Not you. Them. They've already had one, two, three weeks of this process. Do you think they now know how to do it? How to host an in-home? They had 3 weeks of it. They now know how to host an in-home. So they're the ones hosting the in-home for that new partner. That's the plan. They knew that going into this. And so now we go into month number two. We have an HBM. Everybody goes to the HBM. So now look at all these yellow boxes here. There's an HBM. What's the rule of thirds? One third of the new people are going to get locked in. I get somebody locked in. I've got my core partner number two. And off we go. So you can see this online, this presentation. It'll help you really organize your thoughts around this. But that's how it looks. There's another week. We now have core partner number two launching. Who's launching them? You are helping this person launch this person. Okay? You are up here, the upline, helping this person launch this person. So it's more of a management role. They're the ones doing the in-home because you finished this launch with where they're concerned. Now, you may be off to another person yourself, or you may be managing the activities here. It's better to be busy and have people who are launching their business than just having a bunch of people who are getting together every once in a while and maybe they're doing something. That is not a business plan. Now, you're going through this maybe for the first time from this hat, from this perspective. And I can assure you it may look more complicated than it really is on paper. But when you start getting into the flow of this, you'll understand there's a weekly process. That weekly process is multiplied 5 weeks. And then we split off and multiply it 5 weeks for this person and multiply it 5 weeks for that person, and you're just simply multitasking. There's our mid-month event. There's our new lock-ins. Now they're going into their alignment phase, and somebody else is getting ready to launch. And that's all I'm doing is I'm just moving from one person I'm launching to another person I'm launching to another person I'm launching to another person I'm launching. And that's what you do as a leader, is you help people launch. The consequence of their launch properly designed is that they're going to achieve the silver and go beyond silver because they're also learning that they need to learn how to launch. And this is the last month of our 3 months. You can see you're breaking silvers as we go along because once they hit 10 first levels who purchase those packs, you're going to have silvers. And then they launch and they launch and they launch, and that's how it goes. So this is an animated version of what's going on. You can get this online and review it in detail, and you'll just see how it starts to flush out, how the activities start to flush out. By the way, let me point one thing out here on the quarterly. If the mid-month event locks in a new partner into launching their business to becoming a core partner, what do you suppose the quarterly does? It's a bigger ticket item, the quarterly. Well, the quarterly inspires our silvers as much, if not more, than the new people in the room. Because at those quarterlies, you may have noticed there's a panel for golds. And if you're orchestrating your quarterly properly, you're interviewing those golds, and you're finding out about what life is like as a new Econ Gold consultant. And that should inspire some silvers to keep going in their destination toward gold. It's to keep people moving. It's kind of like an elastic band. You just got to keep stretching the band. It'll keep people moving. Keep stretching the band. That's what that lock-in event does. Keep stretching the band. Keep that vision growing, and you'll keep people moving forward. Any questions about any of this so far?
Repeat all that, please.
Well, it's a good thing we've recorded this webcast. So let me... Let me just move on. Yes?
Yeah, a second. I do have one question. So, you know, getting a bunch of people into this business that may not be interested in, you know, the full commitment to a launch, and yet they still want to be active in a maybe slightly more casual way, how do you support them?
They get to plug into what I'm doing, but I don't build a calendar around them.
Got it.
He does a calendar around the
They bring their people to your events.
Yeah, I give them access. You know, one of the beautiful things with webcasting is that it's made it even more possible. Because my physical presence is limited to where I can physically be at one place at one time. But I can give universal access to people by making these events available. So the more things that I do online, the more public events that I do, for instance, these are all opportunities for people to come and participate and leverage. But where do I actually go for a public event? Or what event do I actually book online? That's determined by the people I'm launching.
Right.
Let me just read this this text here. If you have a new business builder that doesn't have adequate accommodations to host an in-home meeting, should the upline coach offer to combine their own in-home with guests that their downline wants to bring? Again, that's a personal choice, but stick to the plan. The plan is first and foremost, design your plan, and then we will accommodate. As long as we know what has to get done, then we can work around accommodating the various things that tend to happen, like, okay, I can't be at your house, but I can be there via webcast, or I can be there via a conference call, and so forth. So we want to do our best to accommodate, but your business plan has to be the thing that drives your activities. And what happens is, and I can assure you, what tends to happen without this knowledge is people tend to go where they are, where there's a demand, and that's pretty much everywhere all the time. And so you dilute your focus, you dilute your efforts, and you consider yourself helping your downline, but in fact you're hurting them because you don't have a duplicatable process that you are applying for your own business that you can then teach them. If you can't be functional and duplicatable in your own business, then all you're doing is being of service to people, but you're not necessarily being productive. And helping people be viable in this business has to be a goal and a priority. Otherwise, they will leave the business once the social aspect of it becomes boring, or you know what I'm saying. So you'll experience that if you stay objective. You'll hear me quoting: "Meekin is not my charity; it's my business. It allows me and affords me to be charitable, but it's not my charity." And the reason is I stay objective as much as I can, and I operate according to a level of five priorities. Talk to Terry about this. Priority number one is, what do I need to do to ensure that I am personally growing in width for my own advancement in rank? That's my first priority and never changes. Priority number two is, what am I doing to help my first level core partners advance in rank? Priority number three, what am I doing to ensure that I am taprooting a leg? That's a little more advanced, but that I'm actually working in depth in a particular leg in a way that's productive. That's priority number three. Priority number four is, what am I doing for the rest of my downline who says they need help? That's where the universal access comes in. I give them access. And then priority number five is all the efforts that I do concerning my work in Nikan, Crossline, and abroad. So that's how I work according to priorities. This little schematic shows you in a different way how the flow is. There's a number of contact and invites that lead to a series of wellness home briefings, that leads to demonstrations that are part of that briefing, that leads to the strategy session, that leads to the follow-ups, that leads to the decision. So you can see there's multiple contact invites that leads to a series of five in-homes. From each in-home, you're including a product demonstration. They all gear toward a strategy session on a weekly basis, and then that all gears towards individual follow-up, the net effect of which is decisions are made. And if you actually put times involved in this based on the number of contacts, the number of in-homes you're going to have, and we've done that, it'll give you the schematic of how many hours a week it's going to take to do this. And here it is. If you're on the gold plan, and we're not going to even discuss the platinum plan, but here's the breakdown. And so you can study this little schematic and get an idea of whether or not you're being effective with your time. Like if you're spending 40 minutes or 50 minutes on the phone with somebody, and this is a contact to a meeting, you're doing the meeting on the phone. I mean, you're just simply not being efficient. And so this kind of gives you some help as to how to hone your skills. Now keep in mind, all of this information is knowledge. Your first go-around, even your second go-around, you may fumble your way through this. But now you have some guidelines. You've got some posts that you're trying, and you're going to get better and better and better and better. And pretty soon you'll be so efficient that quite literally, I'll be surprised if some of you are not setting goals for helping somebody achieve the rank of gold in a month. You'll know who that somebody is, and you'll know what to do with them. You'll just run double time here. I'm going to just blast past this here and take us to the end.